Yes, another podcast, technological marvels that they are. Welcome to the first, and hopefully not the last, episode of the Rickman Hour. Although a bad name, especially if the episodes are not an hour long. It's all I could come up with. This podcast is part of rickman-online.net and rickman-forums.com. What can I say? I like hyphens. And why do we need a podcast about Alan Rickman? Well, seeing as there isn't one yet, I'd say you have your reason right there. The online Alan Rickman community is vast, and most are reasonably well-spoken. I cite the Cerebral Hens Network as Exhibit A. I'd like this to be a form of sorts for their thoughts to be both metaphorically and literally spoken. It's actually thanks to Rachel over at Snapecast, which I highly recommend, snapecast.com, that this podcast was even created. I was going to do a strictly Snape show, but seeing as how theirs is so lovely, and I don't like to step on toes, I went with what I know. And what do I know? Old British men. So this is perfect. You're probably already tired of listening to me, so I'll make this first episode short and sweet. Well, sort of short. Hopefully I'll have more than just me rambling on in future episodes. As to what's on the plate for today, I wanted to spend this episode talking about Mr. Rickman's upcoming projects, namely Sweeney Todd and Nobel Son. Sweeney Todd is set to go into production next month in London, while Nobel Son, rather, is completed and, if I'm not mistaken, has already been screened at a few film festivals. We're going to kick this thing off with Nobel Son. I was sorely tempted to capture the audio from the first 3 seconds of the trailer, which, if you've seen it, you might be bemoaning my abstention from doing so. There have been some questions, however, of what to do with that little gem of filmmaking, so I'll keep away from it until a consensus is reached among the fans. From the trailer, we learn that Mr. Rickman's character, to put it quite plainly, is a bastard. A genius, to be sure, but a bastard nonetheless. The trailer opens with his character having, how shall I put this, illicit relations with a student on his desk. I would make some crass joke about not minding being in that position, but I'm above it, I tell you. Above it. Back to the flick, we learn that Eli Michelson, Mr. Rickman's character, is receiving the Nobel Prize for Chemistry, just what the egocentric bastard needs. Unfortunately, Eli's son Barkley is kidnapped, and things go awry. The kidnapper wants Eli's $2 million in Nobel Prize money, and Eli doesn't want to pay up. After watching the trailer, I'm not entirely sure what happens next, which was, to be honest, probably their intention. As to Mr. Rickman himself in the flick, I think it's going to be good. Really good. I won't comment on the accent, but the thought of him as an ill-mannered, though undeniably brilliant university professor is just too much to pass up. There doesn't appear to be a release date yet, though with the website up and the film apparently completed, I'd say we can look forward to a spring release on this one.
Mr. Todd.
At your service. And what may I do for you today, sir? A stylish trimming of the hair. A soothing skin massage.
You see, sir, a man infatuate with love, her ardent and eager slave. So fetch the pomade and palmerstone, and lend me a more seductive tone, a sprinkling perhaps of French cologne, but first, sir, I think a shave.
That That was just a taste of Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. No, it was not Alan Rickman and Johnny Depp, much as I want to believe they'll be able to pull it off that well, but rather Michael Cerveris and Mark Jacoby, whose name I probably just mispronounced, a fabulous former Broadway phantom, I might add, from the 2005 revival cast. I wanted to put that in there, as I've noticed a great many Alan Rickman fans who, if they have even heard of the musical at all, have no idea what Sweeney Todd is, nor what its story entails. I won't outline the plot here, as it can be readily found just about anywhere you care to look, but suffice it to say that I'm glad Tim Burton is the one directing the film. Its darkness suits him. As to the casting, on the other hand, I am not quite so confident. Don't get me wrong, I think everyone will be able to pull off the acting bit splendidly. It's just the singing I'm not so sure about. I think you can tell from just that little clip I played where my reservations lie. It's not that I think they're all necessarily bad singers, it's just they're not Broadway singers either. Of course, I rather think this all has to do with making it accessible to the mainstream. Most non-theater-goers cringe when they hear a voice with a vibrato. Their minds automatically associate it with opera. Not that opera's a bad thing, in my opinion. I love it, but mainstream America doesn't. Therein lies the problem in creating a film out of a musical like Sweeney Todd. The same thing happened to the Phantom of the Opera film. It was absolutely ruined by poor vocal performances. Or, you know, in the case of Minnie Driver, no vocal performance at all. She was dubbed over. You can't tell me that out of all the actors who have played the Phantom on stage the world over, and there are a fair few, that they couldn't find one who had enough Hollywood sex appeal to win over the hearts and minds of teenage girls. I could name a handful right off the top of my head, and they could have done it 10 times better than what you saw on screen. But I digress. You mustn't misunderstand me. I fully intend to see this film, and I really hope I'll like it. I have faith in the Burton-Depp dynamic duo. I just have reservations. While all this musical theater talk is fun, this is a podcast about Alan Rickman, so let's spend some time talking about his character in the film, right after I take a sip of water. The lecherous Judge Turpin. In case you are unfamiliar with the character, Judge Turpin is the man who ruined Todd. He then proceeded to assault Todd's wife, and once she was driven mad, adopted Todd's daughter. Who we learn, has some not altogether paternal feelings for his ward. Is anyone else reminded of perfume? Joanna. His ward, I might add, whom he decides he is going to marry. That is who is being referred to by Judge Turpin in the song you just heard, Pretty Women. Puts a whole new Freudian spin on that song, doesn't it? I know I'm not the only Alan Rickman fan who is also a musical theater fan, though I think I am rather in the minority on this case. So if you're listening and want to comment, go to www.rickman-forums.com and post your thoughts in the Sweeney Todd thread. I will likely respond to them in the next episode. Sweeney Todd begins production, as I said at the top of the show, in February and is scheduled for a late 2007 release. Well, that's all for me from now. I hope you've enjoyed listening, and I doubly hope that you head over to the forums to let me know what you want to hear about in the next episode. ¶¶